Hey, Louie. Louie. Who's the coolest parent, mommy or dad?
Dada.
Yes. Not only am I the coolest parent, but I'm also the coolest one in your ear right now. You guessed it, peoples. I'm back, and this is episode 3, and like I said, you never know who's going to be my special guest in this episode, but hey, you're here, I'm here, we're going to talk about some foolishness, and make you laugh a little bit and make you think a little bit, so stay tuned as we get into it. And I hope you didn't miss me, but if you did, well, you're alright, you'll be okay, because I'm back. Now, not only am I back, but I have a special guest with me. She's a jewel. She's my jewel. She's my princess. I love her dearly. I got a set of guns just to protect her. Yes, I am that crazy. For my daughter. My one and only, Anaya. Yay! She is here. Say hey, baby.
Hey.
All right, she's here. She's going to... She stopped by to record with me for a little bit. And we was talking off, you know, before we started recording about cheese grits, of course, you know, because that, you know, that's our favorite and everything. And, you know, we just talk about grits in general. So then, like, I had asked her about if she tried sugar and grits. And what did you say about that, babe?
I mean, it was all right. I mean, growing up, like, southernly, of course, it's always salt, pepper, and cheese.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And like your auntie said last week, you know, sometimes she chop up scrambled eggs and put it with it too, you know. But you know, there's a lot of people out there who actually put sugar in their grits. I mean, that's like a federal offense, in my opinion, you know. But I mean, there are actually recipes that I was looking up that I actually took time to look up online, as far as, you know, to add a little bit to this foolishness and everything. And like there's the shrimp and grits, you know. I seen jalapeno cheese and grits. You know, that's a different one. I was like, that's a reflux. Yeah. So, but you know what? It looks good. It looks good. But then, also, what else I seen? I seen a lot of you probably don't even know about this one. I tried it too, and it's different. It sounds different, but guess what? It's great. Fried chicken and grits. Yeah. Yeah, I tried that before. My wife, Anaya's mama, she is quite the country one, if I may say so myself. And she even suggested one time pork chops and grits, you know. And she even said something one time about liver pudding and gravy and grits. I don't know. Yeah, but that's crazy. So coming up, we're going to talk more about that. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
What's good? Yo, I just wanted to say congratulations on another good, banging, successful episode. Yo, I enjoyed both of these episodes. You know, your boy from Jersey, and I definitely don't put sugar in grits. That don't even sound like a good combination. I might throw some cheese in that joint, you know what I'm saying? Put some bacon up in that bitch. But that's about it. Yeah, but I just wanted to congratulate. Keep it going.
And what you just heard was the sounds of my boy Dre Leon from New Jersey. And, you know, he's definitely been supporting me since I started these podcasts. So shout out to Dre Leon. Bacon sounds like a pretty good idea. I'm going to try that for real. How about you, baby?
No bacon.
No bacon?
No,
I forgot she doesn't like pork. Here in the South, I dig the pig. That's actually a slogan from back in the day at Piggly Wiggly, for those who know about Piggly Wiggly grocery stores. So, you know, once again, the great grits debate, should I say, will continue in a little bit. But for those of you out there who have teenagers, it's always a special thing to have a teenager with an old soul. And I found out that my darling Anaya has an old soul. One day when I was playing a Purple Rain record. Yeah, by Prince. And she was singing the songs. I'm like, okay. So right about now, I'm going to pick her brain a little bit to see who as far as like old school is, in other words, my generation, your generation, and even generations before me, who are some of your favorite artists, baby?
Let me pull it up.
You don't have to pull it up. You just pull it up in your brain. What are you talking about? Come on. Come on. Now, I know you like Prince. I heard you listen to Prince. I've heard you listen to Mary J. Blige. I've heard you listen to... Oh, God. And she loves Tupac, y'all.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Tupac. Number one.
Yep. Biggie.
Who was the day I was playing in the car?
Mm-hmm. I play a lot in my car. You said Missy. Okay, you know. Missy, TLC. Missy. TLC? Okay. TLC. Don't go chasing. No, I'm not gonna ruin it. No. I'm not gonna ruin it.
Who else would be on the top list?
I think it's a very special thing, you know, to have a kid with an old soul because they listen to what you listen to. They understand music. They don't understand the mumble, you know, because generation I come from was the drug dealer music, so to speak. You know, everybody talking about drug dealing. This generation is more like the drug user. You know?
Agreed.
I'm like, some of the stuff I'm listening to, it's mumbling. I'm just like, what did he say?
Yeah, older music respects women more.
Right. Nowadays, I mean, you know, of course... You know, I'm not going to lie, you know, in the 90s, you know, some of the music did really, you know, call women, you know, the B word and everything. I'm not going to cuss in front of my daughter, but y'all know sometimes I got a foul mouth off the radio, of course. Yes, but, you know, yeah, she was just looking at some things. She actually showed me a picture of an album, one of my favorite albums by Jesse Boykins III. A lot of y'all people don't know about that, so look him up. The name of the album is what?
It's
the name of the album is. I can't even see that. What's that say? Something on that. Jesse Boykins III. And one of the songs that's featured on the album is The Itis. Forgive me, I can't really look it up right now. I need glasses. Seriously. Yeah. But, yeah, you know, music like that, and I love it. You know, I love it. So we're going to switch gears just a little bit and. I want to ask Anaya, you know, in this day and time with this pandemic going on and, you know, COVID-19 and shutting all the stuff down and everything, how do you feel about, you know, as a teenager in this, you know, in this day and time, how do you feel about, you know, going, to, you know, doing online classes from home? I mean, you know, it's versus going to school.
I would say it's better online than going to school.
Mm-hmm.
I say that because, like, in school, you have to have, like, a time frame to learn something, take a test, then you're on to the next thing.
Yeah.
But while we're at home, you can, like, YouTube it if you don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
You can, your video calls during the day with your teacher if you need it. You can, and they'll send you stuff more, and you have more time to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Rather just going to school every day, having to get this, do the homework, and then take the test on it, and then just keep going like that.
So what you're saying is that this is definitely a time, this is an advantage to learn at your own pace.
Yes.
Versus, okay, this is what it is. If you don't learn it, oh well.
Yeah, and you don't have to, like, give up on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. In my opinion, that, you know, gives a lot of students who have a possible learning disability a chance, you know, an advantage to learn things at their own pace and, you know, to carry on and, you know, and succeed. Because at the end of the day, all we want to do is succeed, you know. So I see how this can be an advantage. So, yeah. And plus, a lot of the foolishness is down when it comes to being around other kids at school with all the distractions, especially some of the stuff that you told me.
Yes.
Yikes. It's amazing what's going on in these middle schools and high schools these days. I tell you. But, y'all, I got my daughter here with me. It's a blessing. She's a smart young lady. She's 15. She's on her way. She's on her way to greatness. She's currently in greatness. She will be greatness. Fathers with daughters, please uplift your daughters daily. let them know how beautiful they are, let them know how smart they are, because guess what? They grow up to be women with a whole different type of mindset versus the Instagram models who like to put their butts on the camera. In other words, to let you all know what all they offer. Yeah, I said it. But look, we're going to take another break and everything. So, hey, enjoying the ride? Good. Hold on, because we got more for you. Stuff, whatever teenage stuff consists of. What do you think that is? So, I want to get serious for a second, okay? So, definitely listen to your uncle, which is me. Listen to your uncle, nieces, and nephews. Listen very carefully. What are you going to do? Think about that question I just asked you. What are you going to do? Because every day, every morning, or whenever you wake up, you have another opportunity to make things happen for yourself. Why are you sitting still? You know who I'm talking about. I'm talking to you. Why are you sitting still? You have every opportunity out there to make a difference, to make a change in your life. Stop sitting still with the hope that things are going to change within your square, your box. It's time to think outside the box. It's time to apply yourself, which is some great advice that my dad gave me years ago. Apply yourself. Put yourself out there. Do something with your life, because you have so much potential that you don't even realize that you have yet. There are plenty of opportunities out there for you. Do something. What are you going to do? Because I'm telling you, you are smart. You are intelligent. You have a great power. I talk all the time about the power of the subconscious mind, because each and every one of you listening to this podcast possess a superpower, and I am not joking about this. This is serious. You possess a superpower, and you are presented daily with the opportunity to utilize it. So what are you going to do? I'm saying this because I know quite a few people who need to hear this. Because they're in positions in their life right now where they don't know what they want to do, or they're scared to make a move. Of course we have fear. Of course. It's one of those things that's just instilled in us. But what are you going to do? Because I guarantee you, when you step out on faith, you're going to see some results that you may not have ever thought that you can ever even have in your life. So listen to your uncle. Get out there. Do something better with your life. If it's the fact that right now you have a job that's stressing you out, pulling you in many directions, start applying for different jobs. If you're at a point in your life where you're not sure what you want to do, explore different careers. But whatever it is, do it with expectations of success. I'm not an expert, far from it. I'm not certified. Sure, I have a degree. Yeah. But I'm not a life coach. Excuse me once again. I'm not a life coach or anything of that nature, you know. But I am somebody who has a bit of experience. Definitely. A bit of experience. So I'm saying all that to say this. Be encouraged. And do something, because I guarantee you, every time you look at the mirror, you're going to ask yourself in some shape or form, what are you going to do? Because every morning that you wake up, you are presented with another opportunity to get it right, whatever that may be. So, that's just a little word from your uncle. Once again, listen to your uncle, nieces, and nephews. I know a little something. I don't know it all, but I know enough to get by. And maybe a little bit more on the sides. Now that we've gotten a little serious and everything, you know, you can go ahead and grab your little napkins and wipe the tears from the eyes, because I know that I reached out to one of you, or two, or three, who knows. Yeah, be encouraged, my peoples, be encouraged. Alright, so I'm going to take a break right now, and when we come back, who knows. Enjoying the podcast so far? Well, thank you. Become an audience member too, okay? That way you can get alerts and everything when I drop some more stuff, some more foolishness. Alright? Uncle Dewey love you. Fellow Americans, we're about to wrap it up. But remember, don't put sugar in your grits, nor your greens. Yeah, you thought I was going to forget about that, huh? No sugar in your greens, please. Yeah. Also, we live in a world where Erykah Badu and Jill Scott actually had a battle that was beautiful. Now, the government doesn't want you to know that if they come together and do an album, it will create world peace. Yeah, in my opinion. We also live in a world where Flint, Michigan water is still messed up. Yeah, but you know what? It's going to get better, though. Remember the equation. Optimism over pessimism. You know, start thinking more positive about things, you know, if you will. You know, just apply a little bit more positivity. So, another thing, too, we live in a world where DMX grows orchids. Yep, he sure does. It's a beautiful thing. I don't know how. I guess it just sounds beautiful. Get at me, dog. Yep. But once again, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. I want to thank everybody for listening to your uncle. I want to thank my daughter, Anaya, for stopping by, even though she was literally downstairs and came upstairs to my man cave where I record at. But hey, she stopped by. Once again, fathers, encourage your daughters. Lift them up, as well as your sons, too. Remember the crown that they possess. And always keep it shining. Alright, so I think that's going to be it for me for episode 3. I definitely went in a different direction this time. It was just something in my spirit to really bring a couple points out. And I'm glad that you are listening, and hope you take some things in. And if I could leave you with one last point, just remember this right here. You learn something new every day. And even in your final hour of living, you know, you learn what it feels like to die. Yeah, gruesome, right? But it is a part of learning. So, next episode, episode 4, let's see what direction we get into. Thank you all so much. If you're listening right now, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. And for those, and you know, if you know somebody want to listen, hey, I mean, you know, suggest it, you know, spread the word, because you know I am. Okay, once again, as I mentioned in, you know, my previous podcast, I'm babbling. Yeah, so love life, positivity, peace, tranquility, all the key words that just, you know, points to one thing: a better you. Alright, Uncle Dewey love you, and see you on episode 4. Let the foolishness continue. Dun, dun, dun.